The workers are the people at the airport who load and unload baggage, push wheelchairs, and clean airplane cabins. They're employed by five companies: Menzies Aviation, Bags Inc., Delta Global Services, AirServe, and GCA. Most of them have now joined the Service Employees International Union, and one group, the GCA workers, has joined the Teamsters. The workers have complained over the past year of unsafe conditions and what they call poverty wages. Spencer Havens works for Menzies as a baggage handler. He oversees three other workers and makes about $12 an hour. He says many of the people start out making $10.25 an hour.
With a lot of people with the wages now, they're barely scraping by. Some people have to do overtime just so they can make it through the week because they have supporting families.
Havens says he's concerned about his own ability to get by because he's getting married in a few months and his future wife has a number of health issues. Havens and other workers marched to the companies to deliver letters saying they've unionized and asking their employers to negotiate. They also delivered a letter to Alaska Air Group saying the company should put pressure on its contractors to raise wages. An Alaska Air spokeswoman declined to comment, saying this is a matter for the employers and workers to sort out. A Menzies spokesman and a Delta Global Services spokesman also had no comment. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.